The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Why the billion-dollar video game add-on business is a bonanza for major game publishers, but one that comes at a price. The latest gaming trends coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and heading over to the gaming world with a specific look at video game add-ons. Games are generating billions of dollars a year in revenue by creating these additional characters and stories that players can buy long after a game's original launch. And while these games boost sales and keep fans engaged, does it kill their appetite for the next big thing? Here to talk the current state of affairs is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman joining us on the line from New York. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
So first off, if you wouldn't mind a quick primer on how these add-on features work. How do gamers go about doing this day to day?
Sure. Well, what you do is after you've bought a video game, and we're talking about computer and console games here, usually for about $60, then after you've played through the game or even before, you have the option to buy additional content for that game. It could be something small and cosmetic, like a what we call a skin for a weapon, which is basically just, you fancy the weapon up by making it green or yellow or stripes, or you might buy a costume for a character. Then you could spend anywhere from about $10 to $40 on an expansion pack, and that basically gives you new stories to, continue the game onward. So one way to think of it is the equivalent of selling, companies selling new chapters to an already completed book. Mm-hmm. Video game companies are selling, in a way, new chapters to an already completed video game.
You know, I'm hearing about it more and more, but generally, how popular is this trend becoming? How much money are these big game publishers seeing from this trend?
Well, this is a trend that's actually dates back almost 10 years, but we've really seen it grown in the last couple of years because the latest generation consoles have the offer the ability to download content. Mm-hmm. That's something that's been happening longer on computers, but it's only in the past couple of years it's been an option through consoles, and this is adding billions of dollars to publishers. Analysts say that these add-ons are a major reason why stock prices have more than tripled in the past 5 years at game giants Activision Blizzard, Electronic Arts, Take-Two, Interactive Software, and Ubisoft Entertainment.
So it sounds like a total win, but apparently there have been some unexpected consequences for these big game publishers. What's been the downside?
Sure. What we've seen, and it's not totally clear if it's attributable to this, but we have seen that some new games, the sales weren't as strong as some of the companies expected, and it's possible that this is because people were still playing older games because they have the add-ons to keep them busy. It's also possible that some new games just aren't good, and then we see people spending more time with the older games because they can, because they have those add-ons. So in a way, one positive potential outcome is that they're providing cover when games flop, or it's possible that people are just so enamored with the older games because they have so much more to do that they're not picking up new games at the same pace that they used to. Or they may be picking them up, but they're not necessarily playing them because, let's face it, there's only so much time in the day. And if you really love a game and there's more content you can buy for it, you may be inclined to buy that content and keep playing it rather than take the risk on buying an entirely new game that you just don't know if you're going to like or not.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman about the billion-dollar video game add-on business. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. It seems like ultimately, if you put the negatives aside here, the fact that consumers and these gamers are as into this concept as they apparently are, that's great for digital sales. And if they can work out the kinks here, this seems like it's a trend that can really just make that money if you're looking at the big picture.
Right, because digital sales tend to have higher profit margins. So if people are spending more on these digital add-ons, the margins are very high. And it also may encourage people to start downloading entire games rather than buy physical copies. We've already seen that trend growing. More and more people are choosing to download fully digital copies. Just kind of like with music, whereas many people in their music library, they don't have physical CDs anymore. They just download music. The same thing's been happening with video games. It's been a little bit slower, but when you get used to downloading expansion packs, suddenly the idea of buying an entire game digitally may not seem so strange. And so it's all kind of going in this path towards digital, and as we said, the profit margins are higher, so that's a definite plus for the publishers.
Yeah, it's fastly becoming a digital world as we speak, so that makes a lot of sense. Sarah, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
For more on reporter Sarah E. Needleman's coverage of the video game industry, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York City, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.